Kluger to try to find this next figure, and whether that's Vice President Kamala Harris, whose approval ratings are below the president's in some cases, or some other Democrat who we don't know about yet.
Yeah, it's not going to be Kamala Harris. I can just about promise you that. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, Dr. Fred Simon will join us. He's running for governor, one of 15 candidates. The people will speak sometime today. And I think this is the race, because there are 15 candidates, that I think there might be a surprise, and that somebody you did not figure to win that nomination may end up winning the nomination. The other thing that we've been talking a lot about has been the January 6th committee. They held another hearing yesterday, and it only took up half a day, and it wasn't terribly insightful. It wasn't in prime time. And Britt Hume, though, was on a panel last night. And his reaction to the first two hearings of the January 6th committee, and it's interesting to see the reaction of Britt Hume. This is cut five, by the way. Britt Hume last night on Fox News Channel.
Let's talk about this January 6th committee and what the ultimate goal is here as you watch it.
Well, so far what they've laid out is a set of facts with which we've been familiar for, nearly 2 years now. And, you know, if their case was that Trump whipped up the crowd that brought them to Washington to protest the theft of the election from him, that would be compelling. It would also be not new. But the committee has a larger ambition, as we know, and that is not only to prove that Trump was responsible, which many of us have been saying for a couple of years, myself included, but that this was part of that he knew there was nothing to his case. He pressed it anyway and put together and led a seven-part conspiracy to reverse the election and damage our democracy in the process. That's the claim. So far, I don't think they've moved the ball on that very much, but that's what they're trying to achieve. It remains to be seen if they can do that.
Right, but I guess the question still is are they moving towards trying to make a legal case against Donald Trump, or one that is a political case to somehow prevent him from being a factor in 2024?
Well, I think they're doing both. Jamie Raskin, one of the committee members, has said that, you know, part of what they're doing is to create something that they can be referred to the Justice Department for possible prosecution. What strikes me about this, Brett, is that if they succeed either by damaging him or staining him such that he is either unable or for legal or political reasons to run again, they might end up finding out that they've done the Republican Party a great service, because I think a great many Republicans think they can't win with Trump at the head of the ticket again. They're afraid of his supporters and don't want to come out against him directly, but they'd like him to go away. If the effect of this committee is to make his possible candidacy go away, I think a great many Republicans would privately be very glad.
Yeah. We've got breaking news on the sports front, and it's close to home. And gentleman Jim Dallas has it.
Yeah, we do. The Vegas Golden Knights have a new head coach. He was just let away. I accidentally hit something on my phone and I lost it there. But Butch Cassidy has been hired as the
Bruce head coach. Bruce Cassidy.
Yeah, that's what I said, didn't I?
No, you said Butch.
Did I say Butch? I'm all flustered here because I had it on my phone and then I go and I pressed it and then it disappeared. But Bruce Cassidy has been hired as the head coach of the Golden Knights. The Boston Bruins let him go just a few days ago, and now here he is. So, the Vegas Golden Knights are starting a new era. But it is funny, Kevin, how baseball and football and basketball and all these organizations, these leagues, it seems like the coaches, if they wear out their welcome in one place, they get a phone call the next day and they're hired. So that,
it's kind of coaching. It's coaching musical chairs.
It really is, because he was with the Boston Bruins a couple of minutes ago.
So. Yeah. Isn't that true?
Yeah.
Well, very good. Breaking news on the Golden Knights front: Bruce Cassidy, former Boston Bruins coach, is now the coach of the Golden Knights. Stick around. Coming up, Dr. Fred Simon. He is a trauma surgeon. He's a really good guy, and he's one of 15 people running for governor today. If you have not already voted, please make sure you vote. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, despite the $6 gas out there, the freeways are kind of full right now as we check out our traffic cams there on Interstate 15. A little bit of congestion there. Northbound at Tropicana, also southbound Interstate 15 at Oakey. You're pretty much bumper to bumper as you try to work your way through that area. Also, there is some moderate flows there on the southern beltway, 215 westbound at Green Valley. Lane restrictions continue downtown on Interstate 515 eastbound at the 15 interchange, and that's causing some backups on that transition lane. Those who are merging from Interstate 15 northbound over to the construction zone on 515 East.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this Sports Flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. The offseason program, it is over for the Raiders. Head coach Josh McDaniels making the announcement after their final OTA on Tuesday that the Wednesday workout had been canceled, and now players can get a head start on their last break before they open up training camp coming up in July. The Las Vegas Aces, they are going to get back at it tomorrow night with their second straight road game. They are in Dallas for the Las Vegas Aviators. They are coming off an off day yesterday. Tonight, they are opening up a series in El Paso. Download the Score app today. Lightning fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly, AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
For everything you need to head back to school at prices that won't hold you back, Staples has you covered.
I need it all. Notebooks, folders, crayons, and a unicorn backpack?
Staples has you covered.
Everything on my list, in stock and price low?
Staples has you covered with everything your student needs for school. This week, comp books and poly folders are just 50 cents each. Plus, Staples one-subject notebooks are only 35 cents. Don't send your kids back to school. Send them forward at Staples, the working and learning store. N618, in-store only, limit 30.
Hey, Dad, cool if I change this?
They may not get each other's music, but they can both get a COVID-19 booster shot. Because the CDC recommends booster shots for people 12 years and older after completion of a primary series. Schedule an appointment as soon as you are eligible. Sponsored by BioNTech and Pfizer.
Hi, my name is Sigal Chadha, the conservative Republican for Nevada Attorney General. 2 years ago, I saw Governor Sisolak and AG Ford destroy our civil liberties and use my position as an attorney to fight for all Nevadans. I sued them and got places of worship reopened and sued to ensure that our seniors got priority with COVID vaccines and got the age limit reduced from 75 to 65 years old. I spent the fall litigating our children being masked at schools and took on Sisolak, Ford, and the school district to unmask our kids. I did all this while my opponent collaborated with Sisolak and Ford to keep her dispensaries open while our businesses stayed closed. My opponent has spent over a decade collaborating with Democrats, harming Nevadans, maxing out to Sisolak, Reed, and Cortez Masto. True Republicans don't compromise ideals for money. As Nevada's next attorney general, I will work for you, not special interests. I will work to ensure that the American dream never dies. I'm Sigal Chadha, candidate for Nevada Attorney General, and I approve this message. Paid for by Sigal Chadha for Nevada Attorney General. ChaddhaForNevada.com.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new time. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
He is part of a 15-person race for governor. This has been a long, hard slog, but he has done it with a smile on his face. He is Dr. Fred Simon, candidate for governor. He's a trauma surgeon, a small businessman, a restaurateur, and he's a good guy to boot. And he is Dr. Fred Simon, who joins us. Dr. Simon, where are you calling us from today?
Well, Kevin, I'm on Interstate 70, about 80 miles from Grand Junction, Colorado. How about that?
Wow. What are you going to do there besides
you
rest up?
You didn't expect that, did you?
I did not
expect that. I was walking doors, knocking on people's doors till 7:45 last night in Elko, Nevada. I felt like Elko, Nevada was the place to be, and I'm on the road to go hibernate over the next few days.
I can't say I blame you. You have worked very, very hard on this race. Give me your sense of the race and the electorate on this, which is Election Day all across Nevada.
Well, you know, Kevin, 10,000 knocks in the last 2 months. Probably talked about 2,500 people. Even as of yesterday, people weren't aware that today was voting day. You know, there's a lot of engaged people, and there are a lot of people who still needed to get engaged. We just have no idea. There's less voting going on than there was in the last election. But I've gotten phone calls that there's lots of people at the polls in Las Vegas, lots of people in the polls up in the north. We'll just have to wait and see. You know, a lot of candidates have done well in the last couple months. So I think this is going to be all split up. It may be closer than people think. And there may be two or three people that are very, very close at the top. It's very, very hard to tell.
Tell me what you have learned through 17, 18 months, whatever it's been, of crisscrossing this state, running for governor with 14 other individuals. Can you talk a little bit about what that experience was like for you personally?
It was a really wonderful human experience. I met so many wonderful candidates. I associated with a lot of them. We campaigned together. I met people from all over the state. Yesterday was just a wonderful day. It was 60 degrees, clouds, breeze, knocking on people's doors. I was invited to dinner at two different people's homes as it was getting close to 6, 7 o'clock at night. I mean, this was everywhere in the state. I've crisscrossed the state. I've been to Elko 5 times. I've been to Mesquite 7, 8 times. You know, I've driven all over the state by myself late at night. I've slept in my car. I've slept in motels. I've slept in my bus. It's been an adventure. This is a very vast state, the seventh largest state in the United States. So it's difficult to, you know, campaign from Elko down to Vegas. But the most fascinating aspect of it is how diverse it is. I mean, Elko's mining and they're trying to change their economy somewhat. Vegas, obviously, is entertainment. Mesquite's retirement. Gardnerville, Minden, Smith Valley's agriculture, cattle. It's a great state with great people with lots of issues. And I got a great education. I know the state very, very well now. I know the issues very, very well. I've had the journey of my life, no matter what happens. I've worked hard. I've kept my faith, and whatever the outcome will be, I'm a winner from the standpoint of the people I've met and the education I've had.
Do you wish that it had not been a 15-person field?
Well, it really isn't a 15-person field. It's really six people that I've seen all along the campaign trail. Tom Heckey, Nora, Lombardo, Heller, John Lee, and Joey Gilbert. That's it. All the rest of these people were plugged in to actually, in my opinion, confuse voters, make it somewhat of nonsense. You got Hamilton, too, who's, you know, run in so many different races. He's going to get votes. But the real essence of this were the people I named. Tom Heck, who knows what he's going to do? He ran against Heller. He got 26% of the vote. He's been campaigning for a year, not mentioned much, but he's been out there. Those are the candidates that are going to get the votes. All the rest of those candidates are inconsequential.
Let me ask you, what happens to you if you don't win?
Oh, interesting. I was asked that by Lee Hoffman, who runs the Republican party up in Elko. I'll somewhat disappear. I don't know. I will be gone for 3 to 4 weeks. I've got no plans. My whole life has been focused on this. But I'm in a great position in life. I don't have to do anything. I don't have to go anywhere. But I will be in Crested Butte and Gunnison over the next couple days. I'm actually going to be working, Kevin. I will be a surgeon tomorrow morning.
Wow.
I am covering a surgeon's practice for general surgery and trauma. It's set up just perfectly. I did not want to be anywhere around this election result issues. My whole campaign's out there doing their thing, and that's just kind of who I am. I don't want to be in the spotlight. I don't want to be in everything that's going on. If I win, I'll go in the spotlight. If I don't, it's somebody else's spotlight to have. So tomorrow I may be doing an appendectomy, taking care of a trauma patient, or doing a gallbladder. Who knows?
Maybe saving a life.
I might be saving a life. My life has always been about the people and doing something, and this just fits in perfectly to the end of a campaign. Go right back in and serve the citizens.
I tell you what, it's been fun meeting you. I have a feeling maybe after a time to reflect that maybe you'll renew your interest in public service, and maybe there might be another campaign left in you. Who knows?
We never know, Kevin. The good Lord's up there directing my journey and whatever comes forward. But it has been certainly a great pleasure knowing you and Andrew. And I thank you so much for your courtesy and your interest and all of these shows that we've done together. And may God bless you, and may you have a happy life.
Safe travels, my friend.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That's Dr. Fred Simon, a Republican candidate for governor, a medical doctor. He will be in surgery tomorrow, and he'll be saving somebody's life. And as much as, it's great to be governor, imagine the power of being able to save somebody's life. That's incredible. That's Dr. Fred Simon. Coming up, I can't believe we're going to give away another $50 gas card. Yes, and a basic oil change from Meineke. We'll do that as well. Stay with us. More to do on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm Sam Brown, running for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Career politician Adam Latsalt likes to talk about how he's fighting election fraud. He says non-citizen voting's been a problem since 2008. Okay, but you know who was attorney general for four of those years? Adam Laxalt. For 4 years, he passed up the chance to fight for reform. He was even told that the DMV was registering illegal voters, but he looked the other way and did nothing. Then in 2020, Donald Trump asked Adam Laxalt to file challenges to non-citizen voting, but Adam Laxalt failed again. He admits he filed the lawsuits too late, weeks after the official deadline to challenge illegal votes. As the former attorney general, shouldn't Adam Laxalt have known better? But instead of taking responsibility, he blames the Trump campaign. But who was the chair of the Trump campaign? Adam Laxalt, typical career politician. No accountability, no results. It's time for fighters. Paid for by Sam Brown for Nevada, the battle-born fighter we need.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, hiring the right lawyer makes all the difference. It can decide how long your case takes, the total dollar amount of your settlement, and most importantly, how much you get paid. If you want a lawyer who's done a bunch of million-dollar cases, call me. If you want a lawyer who won't take all your money at the end of the case, call me. Did the other guys promise that? You already know that answer.
Call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Hey, Kevin Wall here with a special message for those of you who've experienced hearing loss. For months now, I've told you about my friends at Quality Hearing Aids. I let you know about how the amazing Evolve AI hearing aids from Starkey have totally changed my life. They really have. While sound quality alone sets Evolve AI hearing aids apart from every other hearing aid out there, that wasn't enough for the engineers at Starkey. They wanted to make better hearing effortless. And take it from me, they've done just that. And a special welcome aboard to Dr. Matthew Lingman, a superstar when it comes to hearing aids. He and my buddy Steve Romeo are taking audiology to a whole new level. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out in conversations, do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aids, in business for over 40 years, 30 years here in Vegas. Call 702-369-1321. That number again, I'm going to read it slowly, 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
It comes from Washington. Darkness spreading across America, devouring all in its path. Radical socialists are hell-bent on destroying everything we've worked for, our communities, our values, the foundations of our entire country. But John Lee switched parties to stop them, joining the fight for conservative values just like Ronald Reagan and Donald J. Trump before him.
I will wipe out socialism in this state. We will not let that come. It will not be even considered in Nevada as long as I'm governor.
As a principled conservative, John Lee is a proud pro-life champion.
That little life is more valuable than anything.
As NRA Legislator of the Year, John Lee courageously defends our gun rights.
I will do everything in my power to see that we stay a pro-gun state.
And as governor, John Lee will stop the left's tyranny at our borders and keep Nevada's future bright. John Lee for governor. Paid for by the committee to elect John Lee.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission to have more people sign up as organ, eye, and tissue donors. What drives her? Roxanne received a heart transplant made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day to devote myself to signing up the most people in the United States. That's my goal.
Now she's a powerful force for good. What could you make possible as an organ, eye, and tissue donor? Leave behind the gift of life. Go to organdonor.gov. U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
You saw the latest CERCS poll. We were talking about it with Megan Barth a couple of hours ago. 57% of Nevada voters disapprove of Joe Biden. Did you know that? 57%. That's a wipeout. And when it comes to things like, in fact, it's 34 support. How could 34% of folks here in Nevada support the president? That is unbelievable. 34% approve, 57% disapprove, and in the latest Zogby poll, right track, wrong track, right track, 27%. 66% wrong track. How could anybody be in that 27%? How could anybody be in that 27% saying We're on the right track. When clearly we are not on the right track. It is coming up on 250, and you know what that means. It is time to give away a $50 gas card and a basic oil change from Meineke. Yeah, a $50 gas card and the basic oil change, which I think is like $34.95. So, all you got to do is be caller number 5. Caller number 5 right now at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And the daily winners every week go into the hopper and are then eligible for the grand prize, the weekly grand prize, which is a $100 gift card. Gas card, excuse me. Be caller number 5 right now. Caller number 5. Here's that number again. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Let's take a break, and then we'll tell you who won. That's all coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Thanks for listening. And we're saying thanks with a $50 gas card and basic oil change. Listen weekday mornings at 7:50 on the club and weekday afternoons at 2:50 during Kevin Walsh Show for your chance to win. Thanks for listening is fueled by Meineke Car Care Center on AM 670 KMZQ.
This is Las Vegas City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman. My commitment to public safety is absolute. That is why I have the endorsements of police agencies across the valley. They know I have their back and will never vote to defund police or limit their ability to keep us safe. That is why the police support me, and that is why I'm asking you to join them as well. I hope I can count on your support to help protect and keep our neighborhoods and families safe. Paid for by Friends of Victoria Seaman.
Come see why thousands have made the switch to Findlay Chevrolet. 215 at South Rainbow. Find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Findlay Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
When local news breaks, News 3 is there fast.
I'm Jim Snyder.
And I'm Marie Mortera. Our goal is to go live anytime, anywhere.
With First Pictures.
News 3, leading the way when it comes to breaking news in Las Vegas.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. If you have any questions about how to report your cryptocurrency investments or your gambling wins or your employment taxes or any other tax question, call New Hope Tax Defense. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Congratulations to John Delaberta. Delaberti, Just won a $50 gas card and a basic oil change from Meineke. Ooh, that is so exciting. Hey, if you didn't win today, you can win tomorrow or the day after. We're going to be doing this all month long on Live and Local. Chuck Schumer took to the floor of the United States Senate late yesterday trying to move gun control through the Senate. They have some sort of framework that they're going to hopefully we'll finally get something, but it's nothing.